Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your host, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to be here with you. Matt Siltala here alongside Dave Rohr. How's it going, dude?
It is going, sir. It is going.
Excited to bring you this one because this is one of my favorite topics that I can talk about. And it is why you need a community. Let's just jump right into it. But
it's not technical SEO. That's why you can talk.
Yes. Technical SEO, you could talk all you want, Dave. But actually, like, this is, you know, I look back to, you know, even when I first started getting into this, like, some may call it personal branding. But basically what you're doing is you're building up a community around you. You're building up people around you. You're building up a following. You're building up people that will help you in times of need. And something that, again, that I think is valuable for people to understand is why you need that community behind you. And I don't care what business that you're in. I just think about, like, with all that's going on with this COVID-19 right now, and how important having a community of people behind you is. And I guess if you're cool with it, I'll just jump right into kind of like, you know, what I think about when I think of this, and I look at, so I've been doing a lot of you know, help with this restaurant called The Original Golden Scone. Anyone that follows me on Facebook or anywhere knows, because I've probably been sharing their stuff more than I normally would, and it's just because of this is an interesting time and I'm trying to help them out. But also my son works there, and you know, these are good people. These are people that have been friends of mine for years before they even started this business, and I want it to succeed. And what I realized is how valuable this community is. And this will be something that I think you find interesting too, Dave, just how powerful a community is around a product or something. So this place originally started like 40 years ago from this guy's dad, and they were in business for a while, and then they'd been out of business for about 30 years. And just for, you know, family feud and other, you know, issues, or I don't even know if it was family feud, just family issues. But for whatever reason, they were out of business for about 30 years, and they started it back, and this guy's dad taught him how to make this. It's a scone. It's kind of like a fry bread, but they call it a scone. And they had a huge following back in the day, and they had several stores, and even some other places that had branched out that had used their recipe and stuff. But it's a very special way that you make this dough and that you get it ready to consume. Well, fast forward to him opening up this last year, and he had a community of people already rallied behind him, ready for this place to open because of that following and people remembering it from 30 years. I remember being there during the opening, and there were so many people, like person after person, that walked through the door that was all, I remember this from, you know, when I was growing up, and I just like love, like, just story after story about so many people coming through the door remembering it from the previous years. And I just thought that was amazing. I was like, that's a powerful example of just having this following, having this community behind you. And then, so especially, you know, fast forward to this, all that we're going through with COVID and this virus, and, you know, obviously restaurants being hit hard, not being able to go into them. And so these guys are just doing takeout and delivery. And and here's the thing that's awesome about this is these guys have this community. These guys started to build up their own new following, and the people have just rallied around them. You know, people are sharing and talking about supporting local, and I don't think that kind of thing happens. I don't think that they support that kind of business if you don't do what you can to be a part of your community and build up a community. And let's be honest, dude, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, but let's be honest, like, in times like this, it takes a community. It takes a village, so to speak, to get you and to help you succeed through these rough waters. And so those are just some initial thoughts on why I feel you need a community. I don't know if you have any other thoughts on that.
Well, I think it just depends on what you're doing. Of course, the fire trucks are going. I don't know if you can hear in the background. So with us being stuck in the house, I like music and I can't go see shows. So I've recently found Twitch. And instead of, you know, every year you and I always share like how many minutes or what we tend to listen to on Spotify. I haven't listened to Spotify in 2 months.
Oh, wow. Really?
At least 4 weeks. I know I turned it on twice recently for like specific artists that I wanted to hear for a little bit. But otherwise, I haven't been listening to Spotify and I haven't been listening to Mixcloud or YouTube or anything. I've been on Twitch listening to live DJ sets like all day long.
That's crazy.
But what's interesting is like some of them either know other DJs, and there's all sorts of etiquette around Twitch that I'm learning because I never really watch gaming and esports and stuff on it. But the musicians and DJs is interesting to me. But the other thing is how some of them build communities. Some of them have brought local. So maybe they're based in Los Angeles or New York or DC or Miami or Helsinki. A DJ I was watching the other day, or New Zealand. They're building their own little groups and communities for their own little themselves, but also each other. Some of them can't make any money as a DJ because you can't go to a club. They can't play birthday parties and weddings. So they're all looking for a way to survive. But some of them are really good at building communities and others aren't. There isn't a direct correlation between how many people are watching one versus the other, but I have seen the amount of engagement, the number of people consistently that show up for some of them, that do or don't engage, I think is different, but some of them just do a better job at building communities. And I think companies do too. And without the ability for people to just walk in, if you haven't built a social following on Instagram, people don't know, or they don't interact and they don't see your content. If they haven't in the past, they're not going to suddenly know that, you know, what you're posting. If you've never been active on Facebook or Twitter, suddenly creating that channel and trying to get your message out there and saying, hey, we're still open, it's going to be a lot harder because you don't have an audience.
Yeah.
If you're not ranking and you haven't done anything ever for SEO or paid, you never show up for certain searches. People might not know about you. And if people aren't really leaving the house and their habit is to order from this place or to go to this store or to go online to certain places, your opportunity to win them over is much smaller. So if you can't email people, you have Instagram, but you've just started it. You don't have anyone on Twitter. You don't have anyone on Facebook. You don't have any other channels, and you've never built a community, and you've never, you know, reached out locally. You're kind of an island. Yeah. And without that ability for people to find you either online or offline, you really are an island.
Well, you know, that totally reminds me of a part of that story that I was just sharing with you that I forgot to share. You know, you're speaking of that one person or that one, you know, individual that you might not reach, and how powerful that is, because, you know, looking back, I was thinking, well, going back to the example that I was sharing about this restaurant, they had one particular person that had gone in and partaken of their goodness. And they happened to be someone that nominated them to the Arizona Local, I think that it's called. But it's basically this place where one company a month or a week, sorry, no, a day, one place a day is recommended and spotlighted to this group that has hundreds of thousands of followers. And they basically nominated them and they accepted them. And my friend, he said that he kept track of it for you know, whenever it went live. And for that week, it accounted for like 30% of his foot traffic. So again, to what you're saying, you never know who that one person is that might be in that community and what they can do in getting you in front of their community.
Well, and you never know which channel is going to work. You know, we did the episode recently where we talked about you know, exploring new channels, whether that's Reddit, whether that's, you know, Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or YouTube or whatever it is, or just a blog even. You know, if you've never captured emails and you have no email list to email, I get breweries all the time saying, hey, we have a special today. We have food. I get stuff from restaurants all the time. Lou Malnati's, you email me every dang day, please. I love your pizza, but good Lord. You know, I have a ton of restaurants, a ton of places emailing me constantly their daily specials, or when the beer places, you know, open, or the sales from everything. We're getting a ton of email. So I might not see that email, but if I follow them on other channels too, they might catch me on one or two, or they might catch me. Sometimes they catch me on Instagram, or sometimes they catch me in an email. Who knows where they catch me? But if you don't have, I don't want to say influencers, but if you don't have fans or a community and people that support you and recommend you, then again, you're an island. And without that community and different channels or some sort of community, whether they follow you wherever, especially right now, it's got to be really tough.
Yeah. I don't see how, and actually I've seen this, I've seen the difference in those, you know, you were talking about who, are you active on social, and all those places that we've been visiting are all those places that have normally been very social, you know,
because they stay top of mind.
Exactly.
They stay in your feed.
Exactly. And the one that's, you know, the ones that I feel bad for are the ones that aren't really on top of that kind of stuff. And then I remember it, and then I have to struggle and I look around and be like, are they even open right now? And then, you know, these are people that haven't really done a good job of updating their Google Play, you know, the Google My Businesses and things like that. And then, and you feel bad for them because you know that they're struggling compared to some of these other ones and what they're doing in like the top of mind, because, you know, it makes me think of just like, I like how this one, you know, a lot of these that I'm talking about seem to be food themed. It's really all that we have during this time, but I think of how he reacts, or how he addresses, that's more of a better word, I guess, how he addresses his community. He calls it his family. Like every time he posts something, he's like, hey fam. And it's this, it's called Rema Soul Cuisine. And, you know, they just do soul food and the most amazing chicken and waffles that you've ever had. They do these red velvet waffles. And anyway, he's always sharing, like, because he's got a food truck and all the different areas where they're going to be. And I just love it because every time it's like, hey fam, we're going to be here and here. And, or anytime he has like an ask of the community, he's like, hey family, I'm like really grateful for you guys. And so I don't know. I just thought that was a nice, unique way to, you know, to address your community and let them know that, that they're special to you, you know? So think of something like that as well, Dave.
Well, and if you're looking for an examples, I was just thinking that sounds like a food truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, food trucks, was it 4 years ago now, 5 years ago, when they just started getting big, maybe even a little bit longer than that, where there was like all sorts of sites popping up with maps and stuff. But I mean, if you were a food truck, the only way, you had to build a community, you had to build an email list, you had to build an Instagram, usually, maybe Twitter, and you would announce, like when I was still working downtown, you know, there were certain places I would go to, or a certain ones that would pop up, and there was always one or two, and it's like, oh, which days do they show up, you know, down in the loop when I'm down there? Maybe I'll schedule my visit to the city that day.
Yeah.
But they had to build communities because that was their only way. They didn't have a reliable location. And maybe if people thought, you know, if you thought more like a food truck and said, okay, what if we did move around every day and we had to notify people that we were going to be moving from this address to this address every single day?
Yeah.
If you don't have a way to reach people through email, social, you know, any way, or even talking to them, if you're not talking to them somewhere, they won't know. And if they don't know, how can they find you? And if they can't find you, how can they buy anything from you?
Yeah.
Or support your business, or, you know, donate, or whatever it is you're trying to get them to do.
Well, and I even think it, you know, kind of turning the tables a little bit back to the business itself and supporting the community that they're a part of and that they've built. I've seen some amazing things done from some local businesses here too, you know, where they may not be getting as much of the traffic in, but they see that there's a need that the community has, for example, for milk or bread or eggs, for example, when all this first started, whenever, you know, people were being stupid and buying it all out from the stores before they put restrictions on it. You know, they were stepping it up to their community, being like, hey, look, we got plenty of eggs, we got plenty of bread, we got plenty of milk, we'll sell this to you. And so, you know, other ways of just bringing people in. And I thought that that was a fantastic part. It's just like, it goes to the whole saying of this, like, you know, we've survived this as a community. And everybody survives this as a community. I look at, you know, the neighborhood that I'm a part of and some of the amazing parents and kids that come in and out of my house every day, and just the good people they are. And I think about that saying, you know, it takes a village. And, you know, that's basically what this is. You know, we're going to survive this. People will survive based on that community. You know, I look back at Avalanche and the community and the following that that we have. You know, I spent many years speaking everywhere, and we built up a pretty good following, you know, we built up an image and a brand. And I look at, you know, a lot of people love us for the Yetis, and we have this big Yeti wall in our office. And a lot of people come in, and anytime they visit, they got to get pictures taken by the Yeti wall. They got to go and see someone. Anyway, it's just, there's lots of different things that people can do. And again, that's just our community. And there's other people that have even done a more fantastic job with that in our industry. But those are just, you know, some ideas, and we all survive because of this group around us. And, you know, even when there's not a pandemic going on, the only way that we're going to survive is if we have a group of people around us. Like, I think about, you know, when I was starting this and getting going, and just a few key players that I had on my team, so to speak, these guys accounted for probably 70% of the referrals that helped us get to where we were. And I look at, to this very day, a lot of these people that I made these relationships with, they still account for a good majority of the referrals that we get. And I'm sure you have similar stories to that, Dave, people that you've taken care of for years, and people that are on in your quote-unquote community that are helping, you know, that feed you business, that feed you leads, things like that. So, thoughts?
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, Will Reynolds and Sear is a really good example as well as far as an agency.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, they're always doing stuff. I know a bunch of people that have worked at Salesforce, and they get money and donations. Who was it that just left Dropbox? Someone, Jackie Chu, I think. She was talking about how they match a certain percentage of donations. So for her yearly, before she just left that role, she made sure that she maxed out her donations to the local food bank. It's at her company with an also match, helping her local community, because that's what the company does, is they have things internally set up either for reaching out to community, working with them, helping nonprofits, helping other businesses. And there's a lot of different ways. I've seen a lot of stories about restaurants that can't open. So what they've done is they're taking donations and they're cooking food for either homeless or people that just don't have access or any money.
Yeah.
Or musicians and artists and different types of people, groups of people that just can't make money right now. All different ways to work with your community, be part of the community, and different, you know, not just your own reaching out, but I think there's a lot of different things around community, local and national and world, that depending on the size of the company should be something to look at.
Well, and the other side benefit to this, while you're talking about that I thought of is, you know, I've seen this, like, we've done that. We put together this local, for Avalanche, you know, for the local community, the Utah crowd and whatnot. Here's your local guide to staying in business during this COVID. And, it was picked up by, news sites and news articles, and we were featured in a ton of places. And so that's one of those side benefits. You do something like this, getting involved with the community. And again, we're not doing it, you know, specifically for this. Let's have good intentions. But, you know, the benefit of it is what I'm saying. That kind of stuff can happen. Can be some really good PR. So that leads me to my final thought on this, Dave, is my daughter works for this company that prints cookie cutters. And they, you know, they have access to, you know, both of our, a mutual friend of ours, Mike Benner, they have access to lots of 3D printers. I mean, he's got just...
Lots is an understatement. Well, I don't even know what, I haven't seen it in the last year, but last time I saw how many he had, it was, just a few.
So he turned that into a PPE personal printing station, you know, for the personal protective gear type stuff. And made face shields and masks and whatnot for, and he worked with tons of community places and hospitals and different, you know, around the area locally. Well, the news saw that, they were picking it up, and the benefit to that is there have been people that have donated to help him get these masks printed out and help the community and help these nurses, doctors, or whatnot. But the side benefit to that, and he didn't even, he actually had a side conversation with me about it, you know, worried because he was hoping that people didn't think that they were doing it for this reason, because, and they weren't. He's got an amazing heart. They were doing this for the right reason. But the side benefit to their company is people would donate, and then they'd go and buy a bunch of the cookie cutters and support the local business too. And so things have been going really well for them. And again, that's just the side benefit to having this amazing, you know, first of all, be an awesome person, and then good things will happen to you. And that's the moral of the story here. And so anyway, that's the benefit of a community as far as I see it. And those are, you know, just a couple of my final thoughts. Final thoughts, Dave?
Yep. I think there's community for yourself to support yourself, to grow your business. But then there's also community of supporting those around you and those that you can help when you can. I mean, not every business is in a position to help everyone, obviously, at least not right now, especially not right now. But when you can, that's usually what we're kind of talking about.
Awesome. Well, guys, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it as always. Just a reminder, we're on iTunes. Go ahead and give us a 5-star review. You don't even have to waste your time and write up anything. Just hit that 5-star if you love us, and we'll be ever grateful for it. So. For Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Soltel with Avalanche Media, and thank you guys. Appreciate you listening to us. We'll talk to you later. Yeah.